That is Mr. Vince Vaccaro with his song Siren in the Zone at 91.3. And that is a song that when I spoke with him about it a few months ago, he was very open in sharing, look, when his father passed away last year, he had to really search about what he wanted to do, how he wanted to write, if he wanted to do music moving forward. And instead he decided he would push himself to teach himself that piano, do something a bit different, and look, that's what he made. That's what he's put together. And I threw that in there particularly off the back of the fact that I knew you didn't. I was going to have a guest in here right now called Monique. Good afternoon.
Hi.
And you've come in because you've reached out to the boss man about an event called Care to Share. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, Monique, some context. We were just talking off the air here that you go to university in Vancouver, right?
Yes, I do. Simon Fraser.
And what do you study over there?
Health sciences, yeah. So I get to do some biochem, some chemistry, and I also get to take courses that are more psychology and sociology.
And so what brought you to the island then exactly? Like, how are you splitting your time? I haven't asked you this yet.
I actually was pretty much raised here in Victoria. I went to Reynolds Secondary, and I got a co-op position for the summer with the BC Cancer Agency in Victoria. So I've been able to be home all summer instead of being in Vancouver. So,
oh, well, that worked out quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do in terms of this volunteering then?
So I'm kind of just, I have like a huge interest in mental health, and I've taken some courses to do with it and lots of psychology and everything in the past. So I kind of just independently wanted to plan an event in Victoria that showcased mental health resources in the community. And it was separate from my job, separate from work, separate from school, separate from everything. I just kind of was like, let's talk about mental health. Let's get rid of that stigma and get the word out there. So that's how I got involved.
Was there any particular instance that propelled you to get into this situation? I mean, because we can all attach, we're saying 1 in 5 Canadians before we went on the air, 1 in 5 Canadians mm-hmm. affected by mental health.
Yeah.
But what was the emotional attachment that pushed you to go, do you know what? I need to do something about this. I need to say it's okay and bring around and gather people to discuss mm-hmm. and be frank with themselves. Was there a particular moment?
I think it's kind of been building up for me in terms of getting the word out there for years, just because a lot of people around me and, you know, friends, family have been dealing with different mental health related problems. And it's not necessarily always something really bad. It can just be like a bout of anxiety or a little bit of depression here and there. But everybody, in my opinion, deals with something that affects their brain in a different way. And recently I'd been hearing from my peers that, oh, I just don't know what I need. I don't know where to find what I need. Like, I just want someone to talk to, or I just want medication, or I just want this, I just want that. And they weren't sure where to find it or didn't feel comfortable talking about it. So I was hearing that a lot recently, and that's kind of what got me thinking about doing this.
So explain how you piece it together. Like, Care to Share, what mm-hmm. exactly is going on, and how did this journey get to where it is now? Because if you're just over here volunteering, doing other things, who did you have to go and meet to set this up? Who's helped you out?
So I basically just wanted to do this out of nowhere and kind of independently contacted Kim Duffus, who's the executive director at Island Community Mental Health. And I was just like, hey, do you want to get involved with this? I want to do a resource fair, essentially. I want to get a bunch of organizations involved from the Greater Victoria area. And I want to get talking about mental health. And she's like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And she was super supportive. And her whole team there at Island Community Mental Health was like, yeah, we'll help you out any way we can. And we'll try to give you as many of our contacts that we know. And you can go out and look for people yourself. And we'll give you a venue and everything. So that's kind of who's been helping me. And then other than that, I've been sending millions of emails and everything yeah. to all over Victoria to get people interested and involved.
Well, we were one of the millions of emails. Thanks mm-hmm, for emailing yes. us. We're always willing to talk about this big time, because it's okay to be you is the most important message that attracted me to the station when I was backpacking here 8 years ago, is that there was just real people, community-minded, goofing out, educating, yes. growing, learning. So what does this mean? And to wrap it up then, Care to Share, mm-hmm. when, where, how, what, why?
So it's actually this Saturday, August 20th, yeah. And it's from 2 to 4, and it's going to be at Island Community Mental Health, which is right off of Skinner Street. So if you're on the Bay Street Bridge going towards the Esquimalt Vic West area, you just take a right and then another right and you're there.
That is expert like instructions. I was just yeah. trying to think, where is that? Thanks. Okay, good.
Yeah,
you read my
so,
mind.
Yeah. And it'll be from 2 to 4. So, and it's pretty lax. Like, there'll be food and music and some speakers as well, and the different organizations coming from all over Victoria to talk and to give people a little bit of information about what they do. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you for galvanizing such an event. And in the 6 years I've been here, I've spoken to as many different places as possible. And this community is just rife with heart, mm-hmm. is the summarization of it. And I love the fact that they have said, okay, Monique, yeah, all right, here's the venue, here's all you need, let's do it. I think that's fantastic, and it speaks volumes about the people that we flip and live with.
Yes, of course.
It's a lovely place. Well, great to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you too.
I will get a snap of you and Instagram it with more information if you missed exactly when and where this situation is, care to share. That will go up on thezone.fm shortly. Otherwise, Monique, and how do I say your last name?
Sekhan.
It is Sekhan.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay, I was just checking, because I was like, does she want Sekhan or... I don't know. How have people fouled that up?
Man, so many different ways. But what I usually say is try to think of the word like second in French, but without the D, and then you got it.
Ah, second.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, thanks for putting up with me. All right. Thanks so much for stopping by and talking Care to Share in the Zone now. So Nothing But Thieves with Wake Up Call. Cool.